something, something. Kinks by way of Fountains of Wayne. That is the shot over the bow for our covers show. But first, covering some of what's great and definitely better days. It's a pleasure to welcome one of the many, many artists that will be on stage this Friday, Saturday, down at the Old Yellow Cab Building, a part of Dayton's Sideshow Celebration, the 12th anniversary for this. And Mandy Jewell, welcome back to Excursions.
Thanks for having me.
We did a little math. We worked some math out.
Right.
And it's been since 2013, the release of your extended EP that you've been on here.
Right. It has been that long.
What do you mean?
It feels like yesterday.
Doesn't it? Just flew by. It did. What have you been doing with yourself?
Well, I'm working on some new stuff. I'm trying to get a band together. That's almost impossible here in Dayton. Everybody's already in like 16 bands.
I was going to say you need Brian Hoflick on drums because that's the start of all
It really
great
is.
Bands.
Yeah, I was told every time I ask about a drummer, that's the first person people say.
I call him the people's
drummer. But he's probably
drummer.
In like a million bands too.
So he can just, yeah.
But now I'm working on new stuff and I'm just going to be playing a lot this year and
great.
That's what I've been working on.
Great. So kicking off the spring with a performance at the Dayton Sideshow. You're playing on the Friday night. You'll be
I'm playing
Saturday night. There's so many. I'm looking at this.
It is. It's a
galaxy of stars. Right. It's really remarkable. So you'll be on stage around 7:45 on the Saturday night?
Yeah, I'll be 7:40 indoors. So yeah. While the band's playing outside, I'll be playing inside.
But there's also not just an acoustic and a stage aspect, there's also artists on hand. We'll talk more about that. But if you would, Mandy, give us a sample of your wares. And again, thanks. Welcome back.
Sure.
Than to just flat out deny you.
Mandy Jewell, live on Excursions on 91.3 WYSO. That's a new one. Somebody messing with you? Because, again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for coming in. You're part of the cavalcade of awesome that will be this Friday and Saturday evening at the Old Yellow Cab building. You're playing on the Saturday. You'll be indoors along with Eric Flynn will be there, Two Gray Hills, James Thomas, Whiskey for Kids, hilarious name, Colleen Badenhop, friend of the show, and special. That's just on the acoustic stage. Point your browser or look on Facebook for Sideshow 12, and you'll see a list of all of this, and there's art as well. So, Mandy, you were so nice. I had double booked the opera. You were originally going to come on in the noon hour, and I said, look what I've done.
Right.
Would you mind being later? And you said, no, I'm flexible.
I am flexible, yeah.
So you've set yourself up in a life where you get to work from home, and I would like to know how you do that.
I am a recruiter for Manpower, so I do that from home. Basically, if I work 8 hours a day, they're cool with it.
Yeah.
And it's kind of when I want. I can be home with the kids. I can do my music thing when I like things like this. I can come out and do that. So, yeah, that's what I do. I don't think I could ever go back to being in an office because it would be too weird.
I'll bet. I'll bet. Well, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
It's really not a problem.
For being accommodating. And, you know, I was listening, and I think that, you know, Courtney Barnett.
I do.
She's ripping you off. You were doing this long before her.
Yeah, I did hear some of her stuff, and I did kind of get that vibe, but, you know.
It's like stream of consciousness, sort of like painting a scene. It's
sure,
lovely.
And I would be like really honored if she copied off me.
Yeah. They say about flattery and all.
Right? I mean, they're playing her on the radio, so hey.
And you're on the radio.
Exactly.
Mandy Jewell, live on Excursion. Do we do another one for us?
Sure, absolutely.
I walk along these streets with nothing left to say except that I'm lonely without you. I walk along these streets with nothing left to do to think about how long your blue eyes haunt me at night, and I know somehow I will make things right, because your blue eyes haunt me when I sleep, so I don't. Your blue eyes.
I believe you will.
I will.
Make
someday.
Things right someday. Kind of what we're all aiming for, you know?
Right.
To navigate well, and when we don't, to try to
exactly
make it right. Mandy Jewel, if someone wanted to find about your goings on and future projects and just you in general, where would they point an internet browser?
Well, Facebook. That's where I do most of my promotion. I have a music page. I also have a page for my band that doesn't exist yet.
Because you're a hopeful person.
We're called Mother Mercury, and we are looking for... I am looking for musicians to join that project, but Facebook is where you'll find me. You can Google Mandy Jewel and literally find a whole slew of different ways to buy my album or listen to my album online.
And it is called The Road to Tennessee. Patrick Himes at the helm of this great offering. We're going to hear one in a minute. But just to let you know, Mandy Jewel, Mandy spelled with a Y, M-A-N-D-Y, Jewel with two L's, Mandy Jewel, M-A-N-D-Y-J-E-W-E-L-L, and search that on Facebook. And you can find it, Jennifer Taylor Clark, great friend of the show and of Miami Valley Music, did the photography on this.
I take partial credit for Jen. No, I'm kidding.
She takes credit for you, she told me.
She's amazing. She's an amazing photographer. She's an amazing musician. I'm so proud of her. So,
in addition to Mandy and some 50 artists, there will be visual artists, Kevin Adkins, Joss Arnold, Ellen Buckvick, Lisa Bunny will be there, Christopher Korn, fabulous local musician and photographer, Gary Mitchell, Tara Moore, whole slew of visual artists in addition to the great, great music that you'll hear on stage. Also, Wicked Witch of Dayton will be there along with Paw's Pork, local craft beer. Going to be quite an extravaganza. I hope you do well. I've got one queued up, Senator's Daughter, from your extended EP, The Road to Tennessee. You want to tell us a little bit about it, and we'll dive right in.
Yes, Senator's Daughter, I recorded that in Nashville with Patrick, and it's an oldie but goodie, one of my favorites, and it's kind of a fan favorite, so this is for my fans.
Right on. Mandy Jewel, thank you so much.
Thank you.